I'm David Schreiner Khan, and this is Smashing the Plateau. No matter how successful you are, there's probably at least one area where roadblocks are keeping you from fully achieving your goals. Fortunately, you've come to the right place. Every expert I interview on this podcast is different, but they all have one thing in common. They know how to fix problems that keep us stuck. The mission of Smashing the Plateau is helping solopreneur experts build more stable and consistent recurring revenue in their business. Smashing the Plateau is part of the Best Network, providing expert individual and team mentorship, peer support, and curated educational content that reinforces and expands our goal of the show, helping solopreneur experts get the recurring revenue they deserve. To learn more about us and Best Network and schedule time to speak with me about how to smash your plateau, go to smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork. That's smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Karen Brown. Karen combines her experience as an Ironman World Championship competitor with scientifically proven coaching techniques into a program to help leaders unlimit their beliefs and excel in ways they've only dreamed of. In fact, that's the title of her book, Unlimiting Your Beliefs. Karen facilitates higher levels of success in others through keynote speeches, presentations, and workshops for corporations, professional associations, and business groups. She and her national team also coach leaders individually through her company, Velocity Leadership Consulting. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, David. I am so excited to be here.
Yeah, it's great that you and I connected at the New Media Summit, and I'm really pleased to have you on and do a deep dive into your story, talk a little bit about what you do in your business, and maybe tie that into some of the things that solopreneur experts struggle with.
Absolutely. So let me just cut to the chase right off the bat. The scientific key and my reason for writing the book and a whole host of other things is to eradicate limiting beliefs and transform our world. And in doing so, help solopreneurs, business owners, business leaders to transform their limiting beliefs into unlimiting beliefs. So what happened was I had this 28-year dream of competing in the Ironman World Championships. And I had been a business coach and a rising leader in a company, becoming an executive over the course of that period of time, and always wanted to compete in the Ironman World Championships as an amateur athlete. And it wasn't until the 26th year of that dream that I came to understand what limiting beliefs were and that that's what was actually holding me back. And this is a scientifically proven thing that I can take your audience through. And once I discovered that and that it's linked to the power of your unconscious mind, I realized that this is the key I had been looking for 26 years, both in business, you know, reaching higher level results in my business and in the business or the company I worked for. Also with clients, you know, working with other human beings and studying their behavioral patterns and what had been holding them back, or also what held the key to higher levels of success for them. And then just really, like you said at the beginning, then just jumped off the high platform into the deep end, wanting to know everything and become a subject matter expert about the unconscious mind. Because here's a sobering statistic. Only 0.008% of what we do every day comes from conscious thought. The rest comes through unconscious thought and things like emotions and filters and experiences and limiting beliefs and values, things like that. So we think we're walking around every day making all these conscious choices, and we're really not. They're all from the unconscious. And this is why I believe my work is so important, because what I'm doing is really pioneering bringing to the executive leadership and professional performance space these techniques of the unconscious mind.
Yeah, 0.008% is really small.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that sobering?
it's very sobering. And I'm also struck, Karen, by you're having a 26-year dream. That is a long time to be working towards something.
Yes. And you know what? Here's the thing, that once I start this dialogue, so many people join in and say, you know what? I have a dream that I have never admitted to myself or articulated to anyone else. It's amazing. And, you know, this is why everyone holds themselves back in one way or another through limiting beliefs. And whether it's one limiting belief, which was, you know, mine with regard to the Iron Man, or it can be many. That's the other thing that I find, you know, when I take listeners through the technique, because sometimes they'll say, well, I don't even know what's holding me back from X. I just know that I've wanted to achieve this for a while and I haven't been able to. You know, something is keeping me stuck. I don't know what it is. And then there's a question in the technique that we ask, that once you ask that of your unconscious mind, it will start working on giving you the answer. And it's amazing how quickly it comes, revealing the limiting belief that has kept you stuck, that perhaps you were completely unaware of.
So do you want to take us through some of these steps?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay.
All right. So first of all, a gateway into the unconscious mind is writing things down on paper. So this is why journaling has exploded as being so popular, because it is a very effective way to open the door to your unconscious mind and unconscious thinking. Okay, so listeners, go ahead and get out a sheet of paper and a pen. And we're probably going to capture this digitally later, but for right now, it's really important to write it down. If you need to, if you're driving, you know, just listen. And then when you get to some place where you can write this down, do the technique. And this won't take any longer than 5 minutes, okay? And start out in a distraction-free space. So turn off the phone, turn off the notifications, the devices, all that stuff. Because once you do, and you tap into the power of your unconscious mind, it works really fast. Okay, so the 0.008% that I gave earlier, that statistic is actually figured on processing speed. So that gives you an idea of how lightning fast your unconscious mind works when you engage it. Okay, so okay. What we're going to do first, on the sheet of paper at the top, write this question, which is, what is holding me back from achieving X? And X is your goal, your dream, you know, could be a personal dream like I had. It can be in your business. It can be in a relationship. It can be in anything, because the other thing that I discovered along this journey is that everything is related. They're all interconnected. So my Iron Man dream was a personal dream, and I thought it had nothing to do with my purpose or my work. And what I later discovered was it was the gateway. It actually held the gateway to my purpose in life and the ability to do the work I felt was my calling or my destiny. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. So write down that question. And sometimes what happens is the first, you know, sort of response or thought you get is, well, I don't know. And here's the thing, stay with it. What we're actually doing is tapping into your unconscious mind thought patterns. And probably the previous thought pattern you've had within it is that habitual response of, I don't know. And when you stay with it, because your unconscious mind actually does know, it's actually what has, you know, put up that barrier, if you will. And so just stay with it. Ask the question again, and then pay attention to what comes up for you. You know, whatever it is, I don't care what words, in what way, in what order it comes out. Just capture it on the page.
Okay.
Okay, that is your main limiting belief. That is the biggest roadblock that is holding you back. For me, with the Iron Man, it went exactly like this. Well, the people who, or the athletes who compete in the Iron Man are elite, and I am way down here, a recreational athlete. I couldn't possibly compete in the Iron Man World Championships. That was my number one limiting belief. And what I found in doing this technique is I had more than that one limiting belief rattling around every day in my mind. In fact, I had a whole page of them. And this is the thing that we are we are not consciously aware of, that there's probably more of these limiting beliefs going on behind the scenes that we're not even in touch with, we're not even aware of. So keep asking the question, you know, what else is holding me back? What else is holding me back? And capture everything that comes from your unconscious mind. If you have a whole page, no problem. This technique will work. Doesn't matter how many you have. Okay?
All right.
All right.
And how many steps are there in total, Karen?
3.
Okay, good.
Okay. So that's step 1. Just capture all of your limiting beliefs on the left side of the page. Then step 2, go back up to the top of the page to the first one. And on the right-hand side, write down the exact opposite or the unlimiting belief. So for me, it was, I will compete in the Ironman World Championships. And do that for every single one down the page.
Okay.
Okay. Now, here's where it gets good. So it's one thing to identify these, you know, get them out on paper where you can actually see them and where your unconscious mind in reading them over and over actually registers them. It's another thing to make a change in the moment and conquer or transform these limiting beliefs into unlimiting so that they serve you and so that you actually get started in taking action toward achieving your goal or your dream. Okay, so that's the third part of this, which we're going to do right now. So take this piece of paper, or maybe you've written it in a journal and carry it with you every day. So if you need to take a photo of the piece of paper so that you can carry it with you easy, you know, we all know we carry our devices with us every minute of every day, right? So that's probably the easiest way to do it. Also, you know, a lot of people carry their journal with them, which is a really smart thing to do. Whatever system, whatever way you can, carry this with you. Okay. Because now the act of carrying it with you brings the awareness of when these thoughts come up. And your listeners are going to be astounded to realize that these thoughts come up hundreds of times every day. And it then becomes completely obvious how these thoughts are holding us back because it's primarily what we're thinking of. Okay. All right. So then in the moment, when you catch yourself having one of these limiting beliefs, stop what you're doing right then and say out loud the opposite or the unlimiting version of that limiting belief. So literally, this is what I would do. I, at the time, was leading a business office. I was actually a new leader in this business office. And so I would catch myself having these limiting belief thoughts. I would stop wherever I was and I would say, I will compete in the Ironman World Championships. And listeners, I know what you're thinking. Yes, I got a lot of weird looks. Yes, I got some laughs. Yes, you know, people were like, what are you doing? And it absolutely worked because here's the proof. Held myself back from this for 26 years through limiting beliefs. Then once I did this technique, I stepped over the finish line at the Ironman World Championships 2 years later.
So what you're saying, Karen, is that you need to publicly state the unlimiting belief.
Yes. And here's why. So here's why it works. Okay. Here's the science behind it. So first of all, you've just tapped into your unconscious mind, into the limiting beliefs that are holding you back. Then you see them on the page. That gives you a heightened sense of awareness of when you think these thoughts and how many times a day you think them. Then you've got to do something to change that thought pattern. Because that's really all it is. It's just a habitual thought pattern that has sort of been your unconscious mind's default state. Okay. So then in the moment, when you have that limiting belief, you are literally changing it to the new thought pattern that will help you achieve the goal or the dream. And what else happens when you do that is it taps further, deeper into your unconscious mind because it's going to open the gateway for you to visualize what it will look, sound, and feel like to achieve. You can't even stop it from happening because that's how your unconscious mind works. Then because you are visualizing what it will look, sound, and feel like to achieve, that becomes your identity. It's like you're telling your unconscious mind, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I want to do. It's like you're telling a computer, you know, like you're inputting some keystrokes into a computer for the result that you want. And then your unconscious mind will do whatever you tell it. But because earlier your default, you know, you were telling it, you know, I can't compete in the Ironman World Championships. I'm, you know, this lowly recreational athlete. My unconscious mind did that. It would stop me every time and go, well, you told me you're a recreational athlete and you can't possibly compete in the Ironman World Championships. So that's exactly how it works. And then, of course, you know, you have to do the actions to get there. I'm not saying that, you know, you just do this and like magic, you know, poof, you know, you're able to achieve your goal or dream overnight. No, I mean, I had to do 2 to 3 workouts a day, 6 days a week for 2 years, you know, and go on that journey and execute on that process. But what I will say is that when you do these techniques and tap into these unconscious thoughts that you have, and then align them with what you actually want to achieve, it is amazing what happens. I mean, it makes it so much easier. And your reticular activation system, this is worth writing down as well, because this is a real scientific thing in your mind. Your reticular activation system kicks in, and this is like radar. You've just told your unconscious mind, okay, I am going to compete in the Ironman World Championships. And your unconscious mind ignites this reticular activation system, this radar system, which basically goes out into the world and starts looking for anything that is going to help you achieve that. So here's a great analogy for this. When you're buying a new car and you decide what kind of car you want, let's say it's a Land Rover, all of a sudden you start seeing Land Rovers everywhere. That's your reticular activation system at work. It is literally that fast and that powerful, that easy. So once you start telling your unconscious mind through unlimiting beliefs, this is what I want, it goes out with that radar to find resources, people, conversations, ideas, thoughts, ways of getting there for you that make it so much easier.
Yeah, I could see, Karen, how this could be really powerful, particularly, you know, since this is a business podcast. I could see how this could be really powerful for business owners to achieve what they really dream to achieve with their business.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the number one piece of feedback I get from clients, you know, business owners that we work with is about growth, you know, growth in their business. That's what they're all looking for, right? And when we uncover the limiting beliefs that are behind that are stopping them, it's absolutely amazing. They look at me and they look at the page and they go, wow, I never knew this was going on. And then, you know, it's like the clouds have parted and they see the sun for the first time. And then these incredible thoughts and strategies and ways and opportunities just come. And then they say to me, I don't understand. How did I not see these before? Were these there before? And I say, you know what? It's your unconscious mind. Honestly, it will do whatever you tell it. If you tell it you can't do something, it will believe you. And if you tell it you can, it will believe you and it will help you find it.
So with that being said, let's talk a little bit about your business and what you've achieved, because I think this will be helpful to our listeners. Let's talk a little bit about growth and consistency and stability in revenue. What's your revenue model?
My revenue model is writing, coaching, and speaking. I get paid primarily for coaching, then speaking, and then last writing. And I'd actually like to invert that, but I also believe it's tougher. Well, and believe isn't even the right word. I've seen from experience that it's tougher to make the same, pardon me, difference with people through writing or digital content than being fully present and connecting with, opening and transforming another human being. So yeah, that's my revenue model from those three things: writing, coaching, speaking.
And what is it that you've done to try to achieve consistency and stability in revenue, particularly recurring revenue?
So a couple things. I think I've done an okay job of identifying, and you can even maybe say stumbling across, you know, on my way to a bigger goal. Like when I was training for the Ironman, that's when I had this epiphany of being on stage as a speaker and writing a book that made these techniques accessible to everyone. And I literally was sort of awakened by this epiphany, like, really? Is this what I'm supposed to do? Is this what I should do? And really, you know, at that time, I was just set about, you know, growing my business and making a positive difference in the lives of others, specifically in their businesses. Like that, that's as clear as my purpose was at the time. And then it became, you know, just crystallized from this epiphany. And I think that's how it often happens. At least that's certainly how it happens for me. You know, then I see and think of, you know, these great ideas, one of which is, you know, kind of just stumbling across the idea of recurring revenue. Like I was involved with really large real estate company for several years, and they do profit share. And so to this day, I get profit share from them, and I will for the rest of my life. Aha, what a great idea. Also, you know, books, whatever format they're in, that's another great, you know, kind of revenue stream that goes on forever, really, you know, if you do it correctly. And, you know, thinking about what I wanted every day in my work life to look like, and that it's blended, right, between working and what I like to do. I mean, exercise is my one thing. Like I understand that, you know, if I exercise every day in whatever way, shape, or form that is for whatever I'm doing, everything else in my life and in my business is made easier. And some things are actually made unnecessary when I do that. So, you know, that's another epiphany that then sets me up for success. You know, when I do that first, and then I do the other things sequentially, it all happens pretty easily. And then I'm able to just, you know, work from that visualization in my mind, what it will look, sound, and feel like of, okay, this is how I want, you know, my days to go. I want to write, I want to coach, I want to speak, you know, and all of that allows me to fulfill my mission and purpose in life and make a difference on this planet.
Mm. And Karen, what have you found to be challenging when it comes to specifically building recurring revenue as opposed to other kinds of revenue?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm so glad you asked this. It's so great to be real about this with other business owners. You know, my challenge is that it has to be me that writes and speaks and leads coaching. Now, I don't do all the coaching because here's the good news. I'm not the right fit for everyone. You know, so we have a team, a national team of coaches that have the same credentials and experience and background like I do. And so that takes some of the heat off of me to do it all. But I'm still the only one who is coming up with the strategy, writing, you know, coming up with content. Now, I do have contractors that carry out some of it, like social media and, you know, an executive assistant that takes care of a lot of things. But I'm still the one at the wheel, you know, figuring it all out and looking ahead and setting the strategy so that, you know, I'm leading everybody to do it. So that's really my challenge. You know, I'm still in a centralized business model rather than a decentralized. And I research this a lot. And I always see this point at where numerous others move or transition from the centralized to decentralized. And honestly, I haven't found that many that did it very, very well. I think you can always point to that exact place where they did it because something changed. And I'm not into that. I want the change. And I also want it to be better, not worse for our clients. So I'm working through that. And if anybody has, you know, ideas and help for that, I'm open.
Sounds great. Well, this may be actually a great segue to talk about someone else. And I wondered if you could mention someone you know personally who's done a remarkable job at smashing the plateau. And maybe it's somebody who has achieved that decentralized business model.
Yes, it is.
But maybe not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going too. Gary Keller, who is still the owner and leader and founder of Keller Williams Real Estate, and the legendary Brian Tracy, who I have been fortunate enough to forge a relationship with. And, you know, those are both fabulous examples of people who were able to take their centralized business and literally blow the doors off, like expand it exponentially because they decentralized it. So I constantly look at those two gentlemen and, you know, want to emulate what they've done in my own business.
Yeah, those are great examples. Karen, what do we have to look forward to in the near future from you? What's coming up next in your business?
Well, I've got three more books in the works, but for this first one, or actually this is my second published work. Yeah, I really want to fulfill the mission of eradicating limiting beliefs. And I want that to go viral and become a movement, because that's the way it'll actually transform ourselves, our lives, and our world. And honestly, I see that as the key to achieving higher levels of success and happiness in, you know, human beings.
It sounds great. And do you have a free gift for our audience?
I do. Keep this to yourself, listeners, because it's not for everyone. Only you get it. So what I'm giving is a playlist of my best, what we call micro solution videos. So these are 5 videos on how to use these unconscious mind techniques from the book. And they're 2 minutes or less in length. So they're real quick and very powerful, easy techniques. And they are available on velocityleadershipconsulting.com/smashingtheplateau.
Great. And we'll include that in the show notes. So if you're listening in a place where you can't write that down, you can go check out our website, get the show notes. Karen, how can listeners learn more about you and follow you?
Well, they could go to the landing page that I just mentioned, because that will have, you know, information about me, the company. You can actually book a time to chat with me, and the playlist that we talked about, also information about book and a link to buy the book. You know, if you want to talk to me about doing a speech or a workshop or whatever it is, I'm ready and excited for the conversation. So yeah, just go to that link and you can find out more. You can find out more than you ever wanted to know, actually.
Sounds great. Well, Karen, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on Smashing the Plateau. It's been a really great discussion about your, specifically the technique that you use for performance leadership. My guest today has been Karen Brown, the CEO of Velocity Leadership Consulting. Thank you again, Karen, for joining us.
Thank you. It's been wonderful being here with you and your listeners today.
Thank you for listening to Smashing the Plateau. The mission of Smashing the Plateau is helping solopreneur experts build more stable and consistent recurring revenue in their business. Smashing the Plateau is part of the Best Network, providing expert individual and team mentorship, peer support, and curated educational content that reinforces and expands our goal of the show, helping solopreneur experts get the recurring revenue they deserve. To learn more about us and Best Network and schedule time to speak with me about how to smash your plateau, go to smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork. That's smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork. We want to help you smash your plateau.